Today's Hottest Music, Hot 103's Big Show. And so last night, Joey, we were out at Alma de Arte. Great time. It was amazing out there. And we met a new friend. We have Adam Amador with us in the studio right now. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. How's it going?
I'm doing great. You know what? What an honor to have you guys there to showcase our kids.
It was so awesome to be out there. Like, the talent that these kids have and the passion that everyone, like, you know, that instructs them has is very prevalent in that school. It's amazing.
It is. And one of the things, like I said, we have a student-centric environment. The students are the focus and they're the showcase, right? And really, it's just the gifts and talents. You guys got to see that from the snacks to the artwork to the dances and then the music. And one of the things, the beauty about this is kids are coming out of their shells at the school, mm-hmm. right? And these are kids, and the parents will tell you that they would have never thought would be performing or drawing or cooking. And yet, they're coming to school every day, and attendance is a thing, right? But they're coming to school every day, and they're being successful. So that's something that we get to celebrate at the Taste of Alma.
Yes, it's like it breaks these kids out of their shells. Yeah. You know, it's a good, safe environment. I love it. I wish something like that was available when I was in high school. Because, you know, you have a lot of students that have different mindsets and the artistic minds, right. You know, that don't, I don't know. I had a great time.
Many ways to express their creativity. And I got to say, by the way, total side note, those lemon coconut cookies
were
so good. I don't know how many times me and Jim kept going back. And we're just like, yeah, that's good. Go back. Can I get one more, please? But it's just so, they were just so good. And just like you said, Jackie, the atmosphere and the environment was just, it, that put me in the holiday spirit.
So Adam, you know, there's different, you know, curriculums that you have in there, like different talents. What kind of stuff can students choose from at Alma?
Well, you know, the idea is we want to have some focuses and like say for music, jazz is a focus, and jazz is so broad that you can do from Latin jazz to, like, you know, Christmas type music. It you know, it's so broad, but and it allows the students to expand, right? The artwork, it's visual arts. So we do have, you know, there are state standards that we follow, but as long as the kids, they live in, their creativity lives there. And like we said, once you get into college, you can be even more expressive, right? Yeah. So our job's to get them there, but we want to make sure they have the skill sets in any part, whether it's culinary, music, visual arts, dance. We want to make sure that they have the foundational skills and the academic skills to make sure we can get them to the next level.
You know, one of the things that I really enjoyed was the connection between the faculty and the students, because you even took the stage to perform.
That was impressive.
You need to go to The Voice. I was going to say that. Let's just throw it out there. We need to get you on Team Snoop Dogg. But talk a little bit about that, because that's something that you don't typically see, that you're seeing faculty and students kind of come together for this event, and they just seem so comfortable, and this, that, like, you really put them at ease when they know that you're there to support them no matter what.
One of the things, and I think it's growing up, I had a big family, and you know, we never left anybody out, and we always said, man, oh man, we're going to invite that deal or that, you know, everybody comes, right? Mm-hmm. And we want to create an environment where, and I was telling everybody, it's very quiet during the day. And we're very cognizant of what students are coming in with or what's going on in their lives. And we say, okay, how can you express this positively? How can you express this in a positive way? And what I told, I sent the families an email out the other night, and it was about hope. And it says, help out people every day. And if you want to rewire yourself, just do good things, be the helper, be the giver. And I said, here, you get to give your gifts and talents. You get to give those to people, and you share them with people, and you feed people with them. You can't beat that, right?
Yeah.
And so when you give that environment to students, they grow. And so I can't tell you, like I said, all the stories we would have had last night, had you guys talked to parents, they wouldn't tell you that 3 years ago, they never thought their kid would have been singing or playing the guitar or dancing or doing a solo or having artwork posted up.
It gives them that confidence.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing, and you can tell.
It was just, I had such a great time. And, you know, once again, thank you so much for having us out there. It was just such a blast. And you said, you know, the parents, and there's just like this sense of community there that night, that everybody was just there to have a good time.
It's like we were witnessing a family event, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's what's cool about it.
I'm not gonna lie, at one point, I wanted to go on stage and perform. I was like, I almost feel like, I think I need to get up there and dance, too.
We'll give you your 5 minutes, brother.
I don't need five. I get tired after two.
If you have parents out there listening, they're wondering, how do they get their kids involved in Alma? Maybe they're getting ready to go to high school. What would you suggest? What are the steps for that?
So this is the thing. Alma is a free public high school. It's you can take the charter word out of it. The charter just means that this is what we do at this high school. It's an art-focused integration program. So even like in my world history class, my students do art. So they're finishing Egyptian art, right? Okay. And we do the history part, but we also bring in the art. And so art integration is in everything, whether math, science, whatever. But it's just a regular high school. So if you're 9 through 12 and you feel like you're not fitting in, you feel like you need to be able to express yourself and you just can't in some of the places you're at, Alma's a place for you. If you're a middle school 8th grader, and you're looking for somewhere where you can express yourself in music and culinary, and you guys saw this last night, Alma's really, it's a school for you. So I've kind of dubbed it the art and soul of Las Cruces, right? We're in the middle of town. It's a Cadillac campus. It's beautiful, right? And we just have access and exposure to so many things there. So like I said, with our partnerships in the community, with the Mesilla Valley Jazz and Blues, the Mariachi Conference, with all these things, your kid can get exposed to any one of these things.
So you know, you have events that go on throughout the year as well, right?
Yes,
so like it's open to the public on some of these events. And so if a parent is curious, maybe they should go check out one of these events, see what you're all about.
Absolutely. Like I said, we host Mesilla Valley Jazz and Blues one Sunday a month. And then we have our artisan markets. We brought the Santa Fe market down. And then we're opening up a student gallery. So like,
nice.
It's just really student centered, but we want to make sure that we're getting our kids access and exposure and opportunity in the community. Like the adults, we've already done it, right? But we want to make sure the kids have that opportunity.
And the Taste of Alma event was such an amazing idea because like you said, you're seeing that creativity come mm-hmm. from all directions. You actually have another one that's going to be coming up in the spring, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we have two more actually.
Oh,
so I have
more.
One in March and then one kind of in May. That's kind of the main deal. That one will last a little bit longer because it's a culmination. And then really for the senior showcase. So, but like I said, just the access and opportunity that we're able to get the students in doing it and really getting the parents involved, right? Getting to see their kids. It's called Get Caught Doing Something Good because parents usually, oh man, the principal's calling again or whatever. But this is where they get to see their kid get showcased. And that doesn't happen in a lot of places for a lot of students. So as you guys saw in our program, 90% of the kids are on that thing performing, right? In one way or another.
Wow. You know, you also have a fundraiser going on right now, right, for the holidays.
Correct.
For the students? What's the fundraiser about?
So we have we brought in what's called Latinos in Action, and that was in a response to the Yazzie Martinez lawsuit saying that, you know, how are we servicing our different population of students? So LIA focuses on leadership, and it's for all students. So we have a diverse population of students in the class. So they're raising money for the Luminarias so they can go on trips and do different projects that support that class.
Nice. Very cool. So if you want more information on the Luminarias you are selling, how can they do it? Go to the Facebook page?
Yeah, they can come to our Facebook page, go to the website www.almadearte.org, and then contact myself or Mr. Jaime Armendariz. He's the one that's facilitating that class, and he'll be able to give them some better direction.
Excellent. Well, you know, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us today. We look forward to many visits from you joining
Absolutely.
Us, especially with all the activities and events that you have coming up. And we're going into, you know, the holiday break and everything that's coming up. But we're excited for 2025 and all the great things that Alma de Arte is going to be looking forward to. And, once again, thank you so much because it was such a good time. And like I said, you really put a lot of people in the holiday spirit. We're just excited.
Fantastic. And like I said, what an honor for you guys to showcase our kids last night. We couldn't have asked for anything more.
It was a lot of fun. So next one, I hope we're invited as well.
Absolutely, you will.
Awesome.
And we'll promise we won't eat too many of the cookies. Okay?
I know. We'll stop joking.
We'll have different cookies.
Okay. Thank you so much for stopping by and being on the show.
You too. Thank you.